Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me in today's weekday meditation. In Acts chapter 4, down in verse 16, we hear this question, what should we do with these men? Now, what they're talking about are Jesus's disciples. We're talking about Peter and John. We're talking about what are we going to do with these guys, because they have been able to perform miracles as Jesus did. Thousands of people were trusting Jesus as their Savior. Everything that the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the scribes had proclaimed as holy is being shattered by this new covenant that Jesus introduced. And they say, what should we do with these fellows? And then it says, we can't deny that they've performed a miraculous sign, and everybody in Jerusalem knows it. But to keep them from spreading their propaganda any further, we must warn them not to speak to anyone in Jesus' name again. So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. And listen to what Peter and John say. Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. Well, friend, today, let us live and walk in that kind of courage. Let us have the ability to ensure that with our voice, our attitude, and our actions, that we are willing and desirous to share Christ as much as they did. So, for that kind of boldness, join me in today's prayer time. God, today, would you step into our lives so completely that the boldness that comes from you would overwhelm us and cause us to live for you? God, would you in our lives not only step into our life, but control our life and give us the courage, give us the boldness to walk with this kind of faith? And now, friend, I want to prepare your heart and let your soul be still and your mind go quiet. Take a few deep breaths. Set aside the race, the racket of the day. Be still and listen to God's voice as he stirs you and prompts you and directs you. I'll mind the time and enjoy this quiet time with the Lord. I'll be back in just a few moments. I love that. Peter and John says, do you think God wants us to obey you or him? And isn't that beautiful? We know the answer to that. May you walk in power, in peace, in freedom. May you walk in Christ's direction for your life so that you can answer clearly who you obeyed this day. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.